Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris. Today we're going back to October 2008 and Sarah Palin's big moment, bringing Folksy to the vice presidential debate. Well, it's better than Goatsy. It's issue 47, Sarah Palin, one giant leap backwards for humankind.
Top story this week and the VP debate. I was at the VP debate last night, Andy, and now, it was the most anticipated debate of all. Now, why would that be, seeing as the VP debate is historically an utterly meaningless charade? Well, it was largely due to the fact that Fox and other channels described it as a potentially gaff-filled gaff-fest. That was Fox specifically. A gaff-filled gaff-fest, which led to this atmosphere of people anticipating a mixture of Ultimate Fighting Championship and the Hindenburg.
And did it live up to that, John?
Well, it's hard to say, Andy. It depends what you judge these things on. I mean, in terms of flag pins, I don't know if you noticed, there was absolutely no contest. It was Palin all the way. Hers was bigger than Biden's, a lot shinier than Biden's, and quite a lot more flamboyant than Biden's. If you judge a vice president by their flag pin, and incredibly, some people do here, then it was Palin's night, Andy, all the way.
So I watched the debate. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning UK time, so I was a little bit sleepy, and I spent most of the debate drifting to sleep, only to be woken by what I assume was the sound of my wife doing some sawing and drilling upstairs. Maybe she was making me a surprise bench. But it later turned out that that was just Sarah Palin talking. And then I would slowly drift off to what I assumed was the soothing sound of a distant washing machine gently rumbling away. But it later turned out to be Joe Biden talking. And so it continued for the next 90 minutes.
Everyone was expecting an absolute car crash from her, and they lowballed people so much that this morning on CNN, one of the supporters said, she hit a home run, audible comma, she talked in complete sentences. Wow, that home run wall has come in a long way, hasn't it? You can almost touch it.
Well, it's quite cunning tactics by Palin to lower expectations before the debate. I had a look at that interview with Katie Couric, when Palin did look like a malfunctioning robot about to start fizzing. I think one more tricky question and she could easily have pulled out a tranquilizer gun, shot Couric in the neck and then dragged her off to a secret lair. But I guess what this debate showed is that, I mean, she did pretty well considering that top-level politics is a brand new hobby for her. And I've also come to understand how she got her nickname of Barracuda, in that she knows very little about major political issues and is particularly shaky on foreign policy. Just like the Barracuda.
I had a particularly awkward moment in the spin room afterwards, Andy, when Fred Thompson, the ex-presidential candidate and current actor, said, those who make fun of Sarah Palin should be absolutely ashamed of themselves, if indeed they have the capacity for shame. And then he and everyone around him turned and looked at me. Hold on, I do have the capacity for shame. I mean, certainly it's not large enough to include any of my behaviour surrounding that.
What I was fascinated by, John, is it only took Sarah Palin 15 seconds of her first answer to talk about sport, mentioning a kid's soccer game, saying if you turn to parents on the touchline of a kid's soccer game and ask how they feel about the economy, I bet you, quotes, you're going to hear some fear in that parent's voice. Well, no, Governor Palin, you're not going to hear fear. What you're going to hear is annoyance. You're probably going to hear them say, butt out of it, Governor Palin. I'm watching my kid playing football. Knock it long, son. Knock it long. What do you mean, how do I feel about the economy? Oi, ref! Ref! Are you blind, ref? What now? Yeah, I'm a bit worried about it, but I don't fully understand the issue. For f***ing sake, Jimmy, kick the f***er in the air! Man or ball, either will do. Ref! Ref! OK, I'll vote for you now, Petal. Please leave me alone. Offside! Ref! That is what Sarah Palin would hear were she to ask someone on the touchline of a kid's football match about the economy.
She did use an extremely, let's say, irritatingly folksy style, Andy, using expressions like doggone it and saying at one point, oh, say it ain't so, Joe. She wasn't just like a folksy candidate, she was more like a folksy child. In fact, I'll only take folksiness like that from a candidate if they're a candidate from the 1920s. At one point she said of oil company CEOs, bless their hearts. What hearts, Andy? What hearts is she referring to? The ornate, rusty cages in their chest cavities that house long-dead canaries. Did she mean those? I'm nauseated even repeating this. Joe Sixpacks and hockey moms across the country that they needed to say never again to Wall Street chiefs. So it's no from Palin to another economic holocaust.
Oh,
what a lovely, reference to bring up. There's been all this talk about Sarah Palin being a historic candidate, but it seems like the anti-moon landing. It feels like one small step back for man, a giant leap backwards for mankind.
Also, she kept banging on about John McCain being a maverick, which, is that necessarily a quality that America seeks in its presidents? I think perhaps she's been watching too many films, perhaps those cop films where they're mavericks but they get results. Or perhaps even Tom Cruise in Top Gun as Maverick. And he really flew on instinct and wasn't really concerned about the mechanical aspect of how the aircraft works, which to me would mark him out as a dodgy president to have, although I would want Kelly McGillis as my first lady.
But he wasn't really what you call bipartisan. I mean, you think about the atmosphere in that changing room with Iceman. It was, you know, it was either angry or extremely homoerotic, and possibly both.
That's kind of like George Bush's relationship with Ahmadinejad.
It's true. It's true. They've both got oil chests.
She also played the I'm not a politician card pretty hard and pretty often, almost like she had a whole pack of those cards and not many other cards. I don't really understand this desire to have someone like you representing you in politics. That seems to be her appeal. Because, you know, when I look at politicians, Sean, I want someone who is completely unlike me. I want someone who is cleverer, better informed, more highly motivated, less prone to be distracted by finding a new sport to watch on television, who doesn't fall asleep on the sofa in the afternoon, who doesn't take Tuesday afternoons off to play football, who knows what he's doing, and who doesn't have a congenital inability to take things seriously. I want someone the polar opposite of me in politics. I want not to be able to relate to them on any level.
She also quoted Joe Biden at one point when he said that we are raping our oceans. And presumably she wanted the oceans to pay for their own rape kits. But let's be fair, Andy, because Biden was not without gaffes himself. In fact, he hasn't been sans gaffe for decades. At one point, my favourite moment was he referred to Bosnians as Bosniaks. Now, I think they'd rather be called Bosniaks. It sounds a lot more like them. It's like a mixture between a Bosnian and a maniac.
Is that not actually a proper term?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, it is. Bosniaks. A South Slavic people living mainly in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Bosniaks?
Yeah. I think we've been missing out by calling them Bosnians for so long.
That's it. Bosnians are dead to me now. They're all Bosniaks.
I was quite intrigued by Joe Biden. I've not seen much of him before. What really caught my eye was, at about 45 minutes into the debate, a sudden protestation of love for John McCain.
Yeah.
When he said, John McCain has been dead wrong, I love him. And then all of a sudden kind of changed things. As my mother would say, God love him, but he's been dead wrong. And it just seems a little too honest, John. I mean, it seems, you know, he's kind of semi-scripted these things. You often feel they're not really speaking from the heart, but that just slipped out. That seemed to me the closest we got to truth.
He nearly pronounced him dead at one point. What were you starting to send saying, if John McCain were here right now? What? What? Oh, God, is she running for president? Oh, God!
Can you just remind me, John, where is Sarah Palin governor of?
Alaska, Andy.
No, tell me yourself, John. You must know. I mean, come on, there's no need to ask her.
Talk me through how you're feeling about yourself at the moment, Andy. It's just the kind of instinctive emotions that are flooding through now.
I've got this warmth emanating from the very core of my comedic being.
Are you sure that's a warmth and not a burning?
That was another top story. Thanks for listening. Now pop over to the Mothership and listen to the Last Bugle podcast. It's like Top Stories, but it's longer and newer, but it was a week or two ago now. So what are you doing if you've not listened to it yet?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.